Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saylla for Guidelines for Living.
In the TV drama entitled Uprising, the plight of the Jews of Warsaw and how they resisted the forces of the Third Reich is vividly portrayed. Some 350,000 men and women are forced like animals into the ghetto where they were systematically annihilated. In the drama that recounts the heroic story of resistance, a young Jewish male is forced by the Germans to be a spy and a policeman. Of course he hates what he's been asked to do, but he just wants to survive. In the drama, he repeatedly asks the question, can a moral man maintain his morality living in an immoral world? Basically, this is the same question that confronted Job long ago. Can you maintain your integrity in a world that scoffs at doing right, at being moral? How would you answer that question? Many say, well, to get along, you have to go along. In other words, don't be different. Don't make an issue out of someone else's theft or immoral behavior. Nobody likes a whistleblower. Mind your own business. When the former president of the Philippines, Joseph Estrada, was asked how police could be expected to be honest when no one could support his family on such a minimal salary, his response was, well, there are some honest policemen. Can a moral person maintain his integrity in an immoral world? A friend of mine tells how he went to a lumberyard in Ukraine and made some purchases. As he was leaving the compound, he presented his bill of sale to the woman keeping the gate, who asked for additional money. No, he replied, that would be a bribe and I don't give bribes. The woman burst into tears. Look, she said, I'm a single mother with two kids, and I'm not paid enough to feed my children unless everybody who goes out this gate gives me a small amount of money. Can a moral person maintain his morality in an immoral world? What do you say? In the TV drama Uprising, the young man eventually answers his own question by his actions, as he became a double agent for the resistance movement and eventually laid down his life for those whom he hoped to spare. The reality is there is a price to be paid for maintaining your morality and integrity in a morally bankrupt world. John Bunyan paid that price by languishing in prison. Scores of modern martyrs have paid the price for holding on to their faith, even when small compromises would have resulted in being spared great suffering and pain. Toward the end of the first century, Christians were martyred by Rome because they refused to even take a pinch of incense and go to a pagan temple and say, Caesar est in Kurias, which meant, Caesar is Lord. Why? They were convinced that only Jesus Christ is Lord. Others told them, what does it really matter? You don't have to believe it, just say it, then go on and worship your Jesus. People who maintain their integrity and morality in an immoral world end up being stubborn, out of step with their culture, and thought of as bullheaded and obstinate. Yet they can hold their head high, having refused to compromise. Can a moral person maintain his morality in an immoral world? It depends on the kind of stuff you are made of, how far your vision goes, and what kind of an answer you get when you ask yourself, am I willing to be overcome by what I detest? William Shakespeare wrote, to thine own self be true, and it shall follow as the day the night. Thou canst not then be false to any man. Yes, you can maintain your morality in an immoral world.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.